ABC Radio Australia.
If you're listening from Papua New Guinea or Solomon Islands, chances are you or someone you know probably slept under a mosquito net last night. Now, that's because bed nets are widely used in both those countries because of their perceived effectiveness in preventing the spread of malaria. But the latest research, which has just been published, may change the accepted view. Scientists have found that ineffective mosquito nets may actually have contributed to a surge in malaria numbers across PNG, and as Evan Wasuka reports, they're calling on the World Health Organization to take action.
Malaria has long been a major health problem for Papua New Guinea. In 2006, PNG introduced mosquito nets laced with long-lasting insecticide. The nets protected the people sleeping under them and kill any mosquitoes that land on them. Millions of nets were distributed and the prevalence rate of malaria dropped by almost 15%. But just a decade later, researchers have noticed a reverse in that trend.
The malaria situation in PNG has actually worsened since at least 2015, 2016. Malaria cases in PNG have gone up significantly. And as the WHO publishes a world malaria report every year, and in one of the last malaria reports, it said that there has been a ninefold increase in malaria over the last years in Papua New Guinea.
Dr. Stefan Karl is a senior scientific officer at the Australian Institute of Health and Tropical Medicine. He's also with the Institute of Medical Research in PNG and has spent the last 4 years studying the malaria problem.
We were obviously asking like what would cause this kind of increase in cases. But back then, we were more thinking along the lines of, you know, drug stockouts and things like this, or maybe changing mosquito behavior or something like this.
But even when supplies of anti-malaria drugs resumed, the number of infections remained high. Dr. Karl says researchers then zeroed in on the mosquito net with the brand name Permanet.
In 2018, 2019, and went out to, you know, different villages and collected, you know, bed nets, used bed nets from, you know, from people in the village. And then we started testing them. We saw that those bed nets weren't actually killing mosquitoes as we had expected. And so then that led us to also test completely new nets that were just arriving in PNG prior to the distribution. Yeah, and to our great surprise, we basically observed the same thing. These nets weren't actually killing, you know, the mosquitoes as they seemingly used to be a couple of years earlier.
Tim Freeman is the program manager for Rotarians Against Malaria and one of the research paper's co-authors. His organization distributes bed nets across PNG on behalf of the Department of Health.
In 2015, we thought we were getting very close to eliminating. And ever since 2015, malaria has been going up every year. So to put it mildly, I'm disappointed would be the word I could use at the mildest level.
Mr. Freeman says the mosquito nets still protect those sleeping inside, but they're not killing mosquitoes in the numbers they used to. And that, Dr. Karl says, affects community transmission.
So if they are out there and mosquitoes are bumping into these nets, you know, randomly throughout time, then they will reduce the overall number of mosquitoes in the community and thereby actually also protect people who are not sleeping under a mosquito net every night. And I think that's not happening to the same degree as it used to.
Dr. Karl says researchers haven't figured out what exactly is causing the problem, but they do know it's limited to mosquito nets made in the past 5 years.
To our surprise, the chemical tests actually show that the nets seem to have the correct amount of insecticide in them. So there must be something else, something more detailed or intricate that causes these nets to lose their efficacy. We are quite sure that, I mean, with research, it's always, you know, there's always a bit of a risk that, you know, this is some kind of, you know, artifact or something like that. But our results have actually been replicated by now in 4 different laboratories, you know, across the world, one in Vietnam, one in the UK, and an African one, and they all came back with, you know, relatively similar results to ours.
Mr. Freeman said they became suspicious about the mosquito nets in early 2019 and informed their donors. Now they're looking for alternative suppliers for PNG.
But the bottom line is the people who control this market would be the World Health Organization, because they're the ones who set the standards for what nets should be. So the first question is, have these nets it may be that they would be the ones to say whether these nets are good or not.
So what does this all mean for the average Papua New Guinean? Well, Dr. Carl's advice is for everyone to continue using the same bed nets while new supplies are being sorted.
You know, the nets still provide protection against mosquito bites. You know, once you're underneath the net, it represents a barrier, you know, between you and the mosquito, so it will still protect you, you know, if you sleep under a mosquito net every night.